It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Guys, listen up. Be careful. A man in the UK suffered horrible burns on his groin after he left hair removal cream down there for a little bit too long.
Okay.
Got to be careful when manscaping.
Oh, and then the groin area.
Nothing's ever good if the groin area is included in the story.
The minute you hear groin, you know it's not going to be good.
And so if you're going to do that hair removal down there. University of Tennessee football fan, again, keep in mind this is a fan of Tennessee football.
Yeah.
Getting dragged online right now for posting a Craigslist ad looking for a woman to go to the games with him. I guess being dragged, does that mean?
Being shamed.
Shamed, okay.
Yeah.
The kids.
Yes, yes.
His requirements are simple. She stays sober at tailgate parties.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Cooks for them.
Uh-huh.
Be willing to tailgate all day and stay for the full game and pay for her own tickets.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
What's the problem? Guess what? Is he married? No. What's the? Usually people do that saying, here, I've got a ticket. I just want you to join me.
He's looking for a plus one to help him out at the tailgate
party. Surprising
parties.
He's single. Really surprising he's single.
Shocking.
I just want you to come and cook for me.
Yeah.
For nothing, by the way. Just cook for me and hang out and just be pretend to be a friend. Don't have any fun.
Stay sober.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Sure it is. Sure it is. Huh. Poindexter. It's going to be just great. Oh, my gosh.
Poindexter.
Oh, my God. This, though, I'm telling you right now, I've kind of thought of doing this before. A man and a woman in Pennsylvania, they're facing fraud charges.
Uh-huh.
They faked a pregnancy to get a free baby shower and all the gifts that go along with it.
Wow.
They actually bought a realistic doll to make people think she did. Then, though, they faked, this is awful, the baby's death, so they could bilk their friends out of more money to pay for the funeral. This is just sick. But I'd like to throw myself a wedding shower because I've been to so many of them, and I could use some new towels and a gravy boat at some point in my life. That's all I'm saying.
Let's plan that.
A shower for Carla?
A wedding shower.
Maybe next year we do a wedding shower.
Pregnancy. I'm like, what? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Morty.
I was like,
don't you know she has to be married first?
Yes.
well, not in 2019, you don't.
On this show, you do.
No, it's a fake wedding shower. No wedding, just a shower. It's just a life shower. That's what it is.
That's what we'll call it, life shower.
Carla's life shower. That sounds kind of weird.
That does.
But yeah. I know.
Well, thank God I already got you the edge trimmer.
Is R. Kelly going to be there?
No.
But you do need a new garage door.
No, but this is even prettier. Okay. Guy driving on the interstate in central Indiana, Mike.
Perfect.
Threw his baby's diaper out the window.
Uh-huh.
And it hit a cop car.
Oh, that's too bad.
Pulled the guy over and he said, no, you know what happened? It blew out the window. Just blew
got
right out.
Got sucked out.
Yeah, just blew right out. Cop didn't care. You got a ticket for littering. And good. I want to do that anytime something flies out of somebody's window. I always wish there was a cop around, but never. Next year, Carla's shower. It is Tuesday, your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.